goes well beyond just Ukraine or China or Romania. There are all kinds of different entities, different countries that are involved in this Biden crime family thing. It's just horrible. Coming up, by the way, we're going to get a chance to visit with Keith Skipper. He's a friend, but he's also the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. We'll have the very latest on what's going on. We've got a presidential race that's going on. And by the way, we got our first call from one of the campaigns offering up, surrogates, folks that can talk for the candidate. We'll tell you about that coming up in a minute. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the Biden crime family under siege. 5,400 emails. What do we know about them? Where does it potentially lead? Why do they exist? We will discuss.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
eating, exercise, golf, pickleball all cause inflammation. But now Revolutionary Relief has a natural alternative to help you. Their daily gels are great for ongoing support for internal inflammation. And the roll-on stick is a great way to keep cool and calm in your golf bag when that old injury starts to scream. For a limited time offer, the roll-on stick is yours free if you go to revrelief.com/bill. That's revrelief.com/bill. On this Wednesday, there's a reason that Vice President Kamala Harris polls so poorly, and that is Americans do not trust her intellect. Her appointment to find the root causes of illegal immigration has become a national joke. The Vice President's latest public statement is perhaps the worst analysis she has ever done. Shortly after, three innocent African Americans were gunned down in Jacksonville, Florida, by a 21-year-old racist maniac. The vice president put out a statement saying blacks are afraid to leave their homes for fear of being killed by white racists. Well, according to a study at a Columbia University, a devoted liberal school, 15% of all public shootings are classified as racial incidents, and that includes blacks harming whites and other groups. An overwhelming 85% of shootings are done by criminals, many of them black-on-black violence. Kamala Harris simply doesn't want to acknowledge that, despite her once holding the attorney general's job in California. She is being blatantly misleading to the public. Why? Because the progressive narrative is that the USA is a white supremacist nation which fosters gun violence against blacks by whites. The truth is that inner-city black gangs are terrorizing innocent African-Americans every day. And that is indeed fear-inducing. Try being intellectually honest for a change, Ms. Vice President. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Boy, we got a big 7 o'clock hour coming up. Keith Skipper will join us, National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. Also, Marla Letitia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby, the founder of the Long Life Era Community. has something brand new that she's going to roll out on this show exclusively. It's very, very exciting what's going to be happening in our 7 o'clock hour. She'll be along about 7:35, and we'll tell you what it is and how it could help you and your family and your friends. It's amazing. The Long Life Era community is alive and well right here in Southern Nevada. Stay with us. We got a whole bunch to do. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Our brand new hour is 6 to 9 a.m. and, of course, Monday through Friday. We'll come back here in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As expected, Florida's Big Bend has been taking a pounding from Hurricane Idalia, which made landfall this morning near Keaton Beach. Powerful Category 3 storm with 125-mile-per-hour winds. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warning of a possible 16-foot storm surge. He says there are tens of thousands of power outages, and there will be more. But he adds that utility crews already have been on the job.
There have been over 100,000 households that have already been restored through hard work all through the night. And those restoration efforts are ongoing. Any place it's safe to do, people are there working to get that done.
Flooding extends far down the Gulf Coast, and once it moves on from Florida, Idalia is expected to bring flooding rains to South Georgia and then to the coastal Carolinas in the next couple of days. Several weeks after the devastating wildfires, crews completing the search for victims in the burn area of Maui. The death toll officially is 115. Drone attacks on targets inside of Russia becoming more frequent and widespread.
This appears to have been one of the biggest nights yet in Ukraine's escalating effort to strike back at Russia with drones. Video footage from Pskov showed a large fire and air defense weapons in action. Four Ilyushin 76 cargo planes were damaged or destroyed. The Russian military also reported attacks by unmanned aircraft in Bryansk, Kaluga, Oryol, and Ryazan. Kiev's drone campaign is on a much smaller scale than Russia's bombardment of Ukrainian cities, but it appears to be growing in scale, ambition, and sophistication.
The BBC's James Reed. Convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot, former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio due for sentencing today. Prosecutors pushing for a 33-year prison term. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's face it, talking about life insurance is never easy. But after we watched a close friend lose her husband with no insurance, we decided that wasn't going to happen to our family.
Yeah. but shopping for life insurance can be almost as difficult as talking about it.
But then we heard about Ethos Life Insurance. They're a new kind of life insurance, built for people on a busy schedule who don't have time for unnecessary doctor's visits, fine print, or hidden fees. You know, who want to keep it simple.
I couldn't believe how easy it was. We answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to GetEthos.com now for your free estimate. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. The former owner of the Alpine Motel Apartments wants involuntary manslaughter charges dropped against him in connection with the deadliest residential fire in Las Vegas' history. Adolfo Orozco pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the deadly fire at the Alpine Motel Apartments that happened back in December of 2019, killing 6, injuring 13 others. Orozco's attorneys contend that involuntary manslaughter charges require proof of an act, which prosecutors have not done beyond alleging ordinary negligence. That's the case being made by Orozco's attorneys. Now, District Judge Jacqueline Bluth has not said when she would rule on that dismissal request. You'll get one more chance to celebrate the success of the Henderson Little League All-Stars as the city is holding a parade in their honor. That parade will happen Saturday morning, September 9th, over at 10 o'clock. It begins at 10 o'clock, that is, at the team's home field at Mission Hills Park. It'll end with a party at Water Street Plaza. The Henderson All-Stars qualified for the Little League World Series after winning the Mountain Region Championship. They lost their first game at Williamsport, but they won 2 more before being knocked out by Nolensville, Tennessee. And we may still be enduring those triple-digit temperatures, summer and all, but it's never too early to think about how to celebrate winter. Enchant Christmas has announced ticket pre-sales for its upcoming holiday event. Pre-sale tickets to be available beginning September 6th. Enchant Christmas will run from November 24th through the 31st of December at Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin. This year's festivities will include the world's largest Christmas light maze, a Christmas village, an ice skating rink, some live entertainment, and, of course, a chance to visit with jolly old St. Nick and Mrs. Claus. General ticket sales begin September 12th. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet. Located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're watching a minor accident, but a tough location there. Through the resort corridor, southbound side of I-15, just past Charleston. It is off the right shoulder, not blocking any lanes, but you're going to have some curiosity braking to go with that. 15 southbound again after Charleston, just off to the right. On the surface streets, west side injury accident on Decatur, southbound at Alta. Also new one at Desert Inn and Jones, but otherwise you're moving along safely so far this morning on 215, 95, and Summerlin Parkway. Another sunny and hot day. Highs were near 109 this afternoon. Winds could gust up to 25 miles per hour. It's 84 degrees at Reed International Airport right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Everything you need to get your day started, everything you're going to need at work or at play, it doesn't matter. We're going to have it for you right here. We got a busy, busy hour. Marta Leticia will join us, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby. And she is a founder of the Long Life Era community, and she's rolling out something exclusively for you in this hour. So make sure you stick around for Marla Leticia. She'll be joining us about 7:35. Joining us now, Keith Skipper, good friend and the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. He joins us now. Keith, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Kevin. How about yourself?
Been keeping busy. I mean, real busy. And you folks at the RNC aren't helping me any because we're busier than ever. Talk a little bit about the presidential debate. I was so moved by the field, even without Donald J. Trump. That was a lively discussion for 2 hours on Fox. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, look, any person on that stage or, you know, the exception of folks that did not join the stage that are running for president would be better than Joe Biden. I think we heard that in Milwaukee last week. You know, this really was not only the kickoff of the primary, but we felt it was the kickoff of the general election. You know, 13 million people tuned in on Fox and its platforms, and another million plus on Rumble. We know that's not just made up of Republican primary voters. They are folks that will you know, be swing voters, independent voters who are going to decide the election next year. So we were very excited with how it went. You know, it was a very policy-focused debate. You hear a lot of times of people saying, like, I don't want to see, you know, a two-hour debate of just all these guys in the mud or gals in the mud and just fighting and slinging arrows at each other. Like, we want to hear policy. And I think that's what I was most excited about, was that it was a very substantive debate with a lot of policy covered. And, you know, we made it clear that to get this country on track, we need to beat Biden with our Republican nominee, who we will nominate in Milwaukee again a year from now.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people speculated that if Donald J. Trump didn't go to Milwaukee, that people would hold that against him and that it would change the numbers. In fact, he's getting stronger, not weaker. What do you make of this? And are you surprised that people didn't blame him for not going to Milwaukee?
You know, I think, you know, the former president certainly has a way of getting his message out there. And so, you know, this is a very spirited debate. We are still 5 months away from the first votes being cast. So we're still, you know, relatively early into the process. But you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, of course we would have liked and wanted the former president to join that stage because of the fact that we knew so many were going to tune in and that it was the kickoff to the general election. And we want all our candidates that could qualify for that stage to be on that stage and present the case against Joe Biden. So it's very early in the process. We're going to have more debates coming up. And again, you know, we're looking at the first votes probably being cast in January. I believe Iowa is looking at doing their caucuses on Martin Luther King Day. So we have some time for, you know, for all the possible moves and shakes of the campaign. But regardless, as long as everyone realizes, because, you know, this is going to get, and it's already gotten contentious, you know, it is a spirited campaign already. But what the RNC's biggest priority right now is making it clear to folks, pick your horse, get behind your horse. You know, help us nominate the next president of the United States. But once the primary is over, we need to be united. We will not beat Joe Biden if we're not united. We need to come together because there's just too much at stake to do otherwise.
Any hint of what Donald J. Trump will do next month at Simi Valley at the Reagan Library? That's the next GOP debate. Any idea what he's going to do?
He seems to have indicated that he doesn't intend to join at the moment. But, you know, Kevin, we've been following Donald Trump's, President Trump's political career for a while now. And if there's one thing he likes to do is when you think you have all the answers, he changes the question. So we'll see if he, if you know, where he lands. But we certainly hope and that he would join and that all the candidates that qualified join the debate because, you know, I love, you know, going to the Reagan Library is part of the tradition of a Republican primary. I love that we're going back. You know, it's a time to really call back to you know the roots of the modern day Republican Party. So it's a very exciting, it's a very scenic venue, and you know, we hope that all the candidates join us.
I got to ask you about the Trump arrest and the mugshot heard around the world. This is incredible stuff. The last figure I heard of was $7.1 million that the Trump campaign raised off of the mugshot, the T-shirt, the mugs, everything with that mugshot on it. Tell me what you make of this. The fact that you know, turning lemons into lemonade. Tell me what you think about this.
Sure. Look, I mean, you know, former president has a very strong team around him, as do, you know, sort of Governor Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy. They all have very good teams. So I think the biggest takeaway for me was just watching how these radical DAs in Manhattan and in Georgia, these radical DAs where there's just crime all over the streets, and this is what they're focused on. And that just really speaks volumes to where the modern Democrat Party is. And of course, now we see that the child date for one of the, you know, Jack Smith inquiries is going to happen right before Super Tuesday, which is right in the middle of an election. Just how, you know, Democrats just seem to have no regard for, you know, what is going on here as far as a presidential candidate, that is currently leading the field, and you're going to have him go to court. I mean, the gall of just Democrats having no qualms about, election interference after all they've kind of talked about it. And how they, you know, again, there seems to be this two-tier justice system where, you know, there is so much smoke billowing out from this Hunter Biden stuff. You know, just yesterday, what was it, over 5,000 records discovered by the National Archives with pseudonyms, by emails with pseudonyms of now President Biden back when he was vice president, and some with correspondence with Hunter, that on top of, you know, the millions that we know has flown into Biden family coffers from foreign entities, to, you know, the whistleblowers that have come forward saying that the investigation into Hunter Biden was not above board. There's so much smoke billowing out here that it really puts an emphasis on this two-tiered justice system that is, you know, not just going after former presidents, but, you know, labeling parents as domestic terrorists and, you know, going after anybody who seems to have a ideology that is not of the Democrat, you know, that is not in line with the Democrat Party. So it's a really, really frightening time.
How close are we to having subpoenas go out from the House Oversight and the House Judiciary Committee?
You know, I have not heard a timeline, but I mean, they've been very aggressive, you know, just even getting the National Archives to admit this, and now they've gone forward saying we need these communications. You know, James Comer, who's really spearheading this on the Oversight Committee, he has just done a phenomenal job. He is just dogged in his pursuit of truth here. And again, I mean, he keeps uncovering so much more and more smoke that it's truly getting hard to breathe. Like the room is full of smoke. So they're looking for that fire, and you know, they are aggressively looking into, you know, Biden Inc. and the Biden family's ties to all these situations. And, you know, it's funny, we kind of look at it, you know, Biden wants to talk a lot about Bidenomics, and we always look at it as kind of like Bidenomics works for one family, the Bidens. Look at how Hunter and the brothers, you know, they're all making money. And so
the grandkids are making money.
I know. So it's Comer is, you know, a perfect person to be looking into this. And, you know, we any Republican should be very happy that we took back that House, because if not, you know, James Comer and that oversight committee would not be uncovering all that they've uncovered in just a few short months.
Elections have consequences. Again, Keith Skipper joining us, National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. I want to take you to a local story. Democrat Assemblywoman Michelle Gorlow was hired as ARC of Nevada's executive director just weeks after she voted to appropriate $250,000 to the nonprofit ARC. What do you make of that? To me, it stinks to high heaven.
It does. And it actually kind of reminds me of what we see with the Bidens, where Democrats seem to find a way to make government work for them to enrich themselves and to benefit themselves financially. And I think there needs to be a full understanding of, I mean, clearly, if she took the job just weeks later, she was in talks with them. I mean, those that just doesn't come together that quickly. I think it's obviously innocent until proven guilty, but it certainly looks like she probably knew that she could be getting this job while taking that vote. And I also would beg, I think the question should be answered whether Speaker Yeager knew something. I mean, come on. I mean, you're the Speaker of the House. You are so involved with your caucus. You're leading that chamber. Is he really going to say that he had no idea that that she was in talks with this organization? I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered here, and it really just shows that Democrats in Carson City were focused on one thing. Well, two things. Either themselves or scoring political points, even at the expense of children, in the case of, you know, what they've done with opportunity scholarships and just school, all the school choice initiatives that Governor Lombardo was pushing. So I think there needs to be a full investigation in this. I think we need answers, and I think the Assemblywoman's constituents deserve to know, did she go out of her way to vote for something that financially benefited her?
Should Michelle Gorlow, should she step down? Should she, I mean, even short of an ethics inquiry, what she's done to me is beyond the pale. Should she step down?
I think that certainly if it is proven that she knew, which I think I would find it hard to believe at this point that she did not know that she could be going to work for this organization. I do believe that we need, you know, let's see what any kind of investigation uncovers on that front. But if she was in any discussions with even just interviewing and she took that vote, yes, she should step down.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people are still griping about what happened in 2022, the big red wave that didn't happen. And a lot of people are saying, what are we doing to fix what was clearly broken? Do you have any ideas on what the RNC can do between now and Election Day, whether it be primary Election Day or the general election in November? Can you talk a little bit about what the RNC is up to in our state to make sure that we do have a big red wave?
Yeah, we are. I mean, our biggest initiative right now, we launched Bank Your Vote, which is our effort to get folks committed to voting early, either by mail or in person in the case of Nevada, and also helping us ballot harvest those ballots as well. We will be launching our leadership team in Nevada over the coming weeks, I should say. I think it'll be relatively soon. And we need folks to take the pledge to bank your vote. Look, at the end of the day, we get it. I'm not a big fan of these ballots being thrown out, you know, all over the town. And I was, you know, part of that team that uncovered in 2020, the ballots that were just all over the sidewalks and, you know, spilling out of trash cans. I get it. But the rules that we have are the rules that we have to play with. And if we allow the Democrats to score points in the first three quarters of the game, and we don't start putting up shots or hitting our layups or even taking a layup until the fourth quarter, we're going to lose. We got to put points on the board through the entire game, not just wait till the end. So we will be launching our leadership team, who will be, you know, people from all over the state, all walks of life, from grassroots leaders to elected officials to RNC members, who are going to be committed to going to communities and getting folks to take that pledge to bank your vote. If you'd like to take that pledge right now, sign up at bankyourvote.com, and we will be chasing and making sure you understand, you know, all the when ballots will be mailed out, when they have to be brought back in. We're going to be having a footprint that allows allows you to really follow the process and trust the process, because we'll also be expanding our efforts to protect your vote, which is our, you know, our election integrity operation, where we have poll watchers all over the state and all these polling places and whatnot, too. So sign up at bankyourvote.com. Take the pledge to vote early. And please, 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 if you cannot, we cannot allow Democrats to just continue to run up the score and us to just count on Election Day turnout. We all saw what happened with Reno. That snowstorm came. You know, Adam Laxalt, you know, falls by, you know, comes up short by about 8,000 votes. If we don't think that a snowstorm could have affected, you know, 8,100 votes from Republicans on Election Day, you know, that's silly. Like, we know that things